What about this legal business? After all, isn't marriage just a legal contract, and who cares about legalities? Don't our churches even say that we take each other unto marriage, that the clergyman is just the official witness? And I think there's a bit of a talking point here. Why not get married at the Holiday Inn 3 months before the wedding ceremony if we do it ourselves to each other? And many are saying this. What of the legal contract? We like to use the term public proclamation. Until that young man publicly in front of the community tells everyone that he now is officially assuming the responsibilities of husbandhood, she's not really sure. If he really loves her, he'll say so to everybody and say it loud. And if he hesitates to say it publicly, which is a marriage ceremony, then, young ladies, I would hesitate to give myself to him privately, because he's not sure.
And another answer came back that as long as you're both willing and you really want to, and if you're really in love, then it'll eliminate all guilt feelings because you agree on this. And for many people, they've talked it all over and their love is so great, why not? And yet, can you totally eliminate all guilt feelings? None of you were raised in a vacuum. You were raised by a mother and a father, by a school system, a church system that gave you certain fundamental values and rules. As a young person in that compromising situation, you cannot erase all of your past. You simply have been built of certain building blocks, and they may be unconscious, but what happens to you 5 years or 10 years hence? These come back to give you these intense guilt feelings that make the problems often in marriage. They come back particularly to the wife, who feels very guilty about this, and the past is showing through, and the way she was raised now comes back to haunt her. When you flaunt the rules that you have been raised on, you do it at your own peril.